Title: Sample Library Organization for Jungle, for 90s Rave Flavor Intermediate. Alright, let's build something that's way less sexy than a new synth and way more powerful for finishing jungle. A sample library that lets you grab the right break, stab, or bass hit in seconds. Because if you want that authentic 90s rave pressure, the real speed hack is not more samples. It's decision speed. You want your browser to feel like a DJ crate, not like a messy hard drive. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a jungle first folder structure, a set of Ableton color tags that act like vibe shortcuts, a fast break audit routine, and a couple of template racks, so you stop rebuilding the same chains every project. We're also going to do the sneaky pro move, extracting one-shots from breaks so your layers always match. Let's jump in. First, the folder structure. Open Ableton, head to your user library, and we're going to keep this simple and predictable. The goal is, the names match how your brain thinks during a session. Inside your user library, make a samples folder. Inside samples, make breaks, drums, one-shots, bass, rave, vocals, and effects. In breaks, create subfolders for the classics and the reality of modern hoarding. Make folders like Amen and Variations, Thinker Lynn Collins, Funky Drummer, Apache, other breaks. Then add two important utility folders, one called Loops Precut and one called Hits, meaning kicks, snares, and hats pulled from breaks. This hits pulled from breaks thing is a big deal. Classic jungle layering often works because the layers are family. They share noise, tone, and vibe. When you use break-derived hits, your reinforcement sounds like it belongs, instead of sounding like a modern clean sample pasted on top. Now in presets, we're going to prepare for speed later. Make folders for audio effect racks, instrument racks, and drum racks. And inside those, we'll have things like break tools, rave stab tools, reese racks, stab racks, and three-key drum racks, jungle break rack, tops rack, and kick snare layer rack. Then in clips, create a folder for 175 templates and another called fills and turnarounds. This is where you'll store your little arrangement cheat codes, snare rolls, stop-start tricks, reload moments, and vocal drop-ins. Quick coaching note here. Don't overdo categories. If you make 40 folders, you'll browse forever and finish nothing. Keep it tight and let collections do the smart part. Now step 2, collections. These are Ableton's color tags, and we're going to use them like vibe buttons. Not your whole warehouse, just your winner's bracket. Set up something like this. Red is go to breaks, the instant winners. Orange is raga or dancehall. Yellow is rave stabs and hoovers. Green is clean one-shots for punchy layering. Blue is dirty or gritty, for noisy, saturated, tapish stuff. Purple is atmos or dark, for drones, pads, creepy hits. The habit that changes everything is this. The second you find something good, tag it immediately. Don't say I'll tag it later. Later never comes. Your future self will thank you when you're in the flow and you need a break that's gritty and shuffled right now. Next, naming. You don't need perfection. You need consistency that survives real sessions. For breaks, rename with a few key tokens, the source, the tempo sweet spot, and two vibe notes. For example, Amen underscore 174 underscore gritty underscore tight room underscore 01, or Think underscore 170 underscore open hats underscore bright underscore 02. And here's an extra coach move. Decide a default tempo range per break family and store it. Some breaks feel incredible at 168 to 172, more hit nod and loose. Others snap perfectly at 174 to 178, that classic pressure. You can add a tiny token like sweet equals 170 or sweet equals 176. You can also tag halftime okay if it still feels heavy at 87 BPM. For stabs, a similar idea. Rave stab M7 short to tuned, or Hoover C sharp long wide. If you don't know the key, don't stop the session to do homework. Just mark key UNK and keep moving. Alright, now the core workflow. The break audit method. This is where your library gets fast, and your taste gets consistent. Create a dedicated Ableton set called breakaudit.owls. This is not for writing music, this is for judging breaks quickly at real jungle tempo. Inside that set, make one audio track called Audition. Drop a break in, turn on warp, set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, envelope at 100. Set your project tempo to 174, as your default jungle tempo. Now hit play and ask three questions like a producer, not like a collector. First, is the snare speaking? Like, does it have attitude, or is it a cardboard tap? Second, do the hats feel rigid, or do they have that nice shuffle and ghost note movement? Third, is there usable room tone or grit? Sometimes that noise is the whole vibe. Sometimes it's just smear. Then do one quick action. If it's a keeper, tag it go to breaks, red. If it has that gnarly texture, tag it dirty or gritty, blue. And rename it with one or two vibe words plus the tempo sweet spot. Extra tip that fixes a huge bias. Pre-listen at consistent loudness. If one break is 6 dB louder, it will always feel better, even if it isn't. Put a utility on the audition track, and use gain so most breaks hit similar perceived loudness. Or adjust clip gain on the audio clip. The point is, judge the groove and tone, not the volume trick. And one more quick check. Throw a utility on and hit mono for a second. Some old breaks or processed files get weirdly wide, and you don't want surprises later when your drums vanish in mono. Now let's build the jungle break rack template. This is your repeatable slicing setup so your workflow is the same every time. Load a break into simpler and set it to slice mode. Do slicing by transient. Adjust sensitivity until kicks and snares slice cleanly. Then slice to new MIDI track, choose drum rack, and choose no slicing preset. Keep it clean. On the drum rack parent, we add a stock finishing chain. Think of it as mix ready but not overcooked. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 HC to clean rumble. If it feels boxy, make a small cut around 250 to 400. Then drum bus. A little drive, like 5 to 15% depending on the break. Turn boom off most of the time, because jungle breaks get muddy fast. Add a bit of crunch, maybe 5 to 20, just enough bite. Then saturator with soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not flattening it, you're knitting it. Finish with utility. Width around 80 to 100. If needed, bass mono around 120 Hz. Save this as jungle break rack in your user library under drum racks. This is where you start getting hours back. Now the secret weapon step. Organizing break-derived hits. From your sliced break rack, find the best kick slice, best snare slice, and maybe a hat or ride slice. Consolidate each hit so it becomes a clean one-shot file, then show it in Finder or Explorer and copy it into samples, breaks, hits. Name them like MN Snare Grit 01 or Think Hat Shuffle 02. What you're building over time is a personal set of compatibility packs. For a favorite break, you'll end up with a couple of snares from it, a kick layer that complements it, maybe a hat layer if it's not already hat heavy. When you can build a working drum sound in under a minute, your track actually gets finished. Quick mix behavior coaching. Start tagging not just vibe, but behavior. Stuff like big low if it fights your sub, hat heavy if it needs to harshing, snare forward if it works in sparse sections, roomy if it smears fast edits unless you tighten it. Those notes save you from fighting the sample later. Next. The 90s Rave Stab Toolkit Rack. We're going to make stabs feel like an instrument, not like a browser chore. Create an instrument rack. Put a sampler in it with a one-shot stab sample. Then add auto filter for high pass and low pass sweeps. Add redux for light bit reduction. Add chorus ensemble for that wide nostalgic shimmer. Add a short bright reverb, playtish vibes. Add a ping pong delay for movement. Map macros so you can perform it. Cut off, resonance, redux amount, chorus amount. Reverb dry wet, delay dry wet, pitch transpose and stab length using simpler release. Then save it under presets, instrument racks, stab racks. And here's a little trick for key sanity without stopping the session. Drop a tuner after the stab, trigger it as a one shot. Watch the strongest note flicker, and tag it approximately, like keyed about F. Approx is fine. Over time, your stab library becomes way more drop-in. Now arrangement ready folders. This is the part where your library starts writing the track for you. In clips, in fills and turnarounds, make a few basics at 174. One bar snare fill rolls. Stop start breaks, the classic jungle drop trick. Tape stop style moments, which you can fake with clip transpose automation down, or automate something like frequency shifter for weirdness. And rag a vocal drop-ins with delays printed, so they just work. In Ableton, you can drag these clips right into the browser. That means next project, you don't reinvent the wheel. You just grab a fill, grab a reload moment, and keep the momentum. Let's talk common mistakes before we do the exercise. Mistake 1. Too many categories. Keep it tight. Mistake 2. No tempo context. A break that slaps at 176 might feel dead at 164. Store the sweet spot. Mistake 3. Organizing only by source. Amen, think. Apache is useful, but vibe matters more mid-session. Mistake 4. Not saving racks. If you rebuild the same break chain every project, that's hours disappearing. Mistake 5. Overprocessing at the library stage. Keep raw copies, which leads to a pro safeguard. Create a do not touch raw archive folder like samples_raw_archive. Never rename or edit inside it. Work on copies elsewhere. This prevents that classic pain of where did my original break go after I normalized it and converted it. Two advanced concepts to level up your break choices fast. First, the two-tier break system. Foundation breaks versus decoration breaks. Foundation breaks can carry 32 bars without fatigue. Decoration breaks are splashy, noisy, overly shuffly, perfect for 4-8 bar swaps, fills, or layering tops. This stops you from forcing a cool but messy loop to carry the whole track. Second, treat the browser like a DJ crate, not a hard drive. Put your big sample drive in places, but only tag and favorite the winners into collections. Browse less, finish more. Now mini practice exercise. Give yourself 20 minutes and do this fast, no perfection. Pick 10 breaks you like, for each one. Warp and beats mode, audition at 174, rename with two vibe words plus tempo and tag it either go to breaks or dirty gritty. Then slice your favorite two breaks to drum rack. Export one kick and one snare hit from each into breaks hits. Then build a 16 bar loop. Bars 1 through 8, straight roll. Bars 9 through 12, add rave stab hits with your stab rack. Bars 13 through 16, add a fill plus a dropout trick, like one beat of silence before the drop. Then save three things, the drum rack, the stab rack, and the 16 bar clip. That's your first session ready jungle kit. If you want to go further, here's a homework challenge that's small but deadly. Build a 90s jungle session pack with a hard cap of 25 items, 8 foundation breaks, 6 decoration or top breaks, 5 rave stabs, 3 vocals, 3 effects. For every break, print one alt version, name it with a simple suffix like alt1. Build one drum rack per foundation break including the sliced break and two extracted hits. And make a 64-bar demo template with locators like intro, drop, switch, reload, outro, recap time. A jungle library isn't about hoarding, it's about fast, vibe-based decisions. Collections are your winner's bracket. The break audit set keeps your taste consistent at real tempo. Saving racks keeps your momentum. This audio version is shortened for playback.